7:08 in the morning, and this is Tipping Point, a new segment where we sort out the facts from the fireworks, try to ask big questions, and start with 3 minutes of horse race. First, the latest polls of note. New numbers out in the Senate race in Deep Red, Utah. This is for the seat held by the retiring Orrin Hatch. In line to replace him, Mitt Romney, who moved to Utah to run for that seat. Romney is leading his Democratic opponent 59-19. The interesting thing here, not that the Republican is ahead, but that the Republican is running as someone who says he will criticize a president from his own party and oppose some of that president's policies. Not the tax cuts, though. Mitt Romney really liked those tax cuts. Second, a non-numeric indicator. The New York Times got leaked audio from a Republican donor meeting in New York last weekend. It says the tape contains White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney warning the GOP could lose its Senate seat in Texas. The incumbent is Ted Cruz, best known for unilaterally forcing a federal government shutdown under the Obama administration. Last month, an Emerson University poll put Cruz just 1 point ahead of his Democratic challenger, Beto O'Rourke. That poll had a margin of error of more than 4 points, so basically a dead heat. And the money side of that race, a flood of small online donations helped Beto O'Rourke double the fundraising of Republican Ted Cruz in the last quarter. Politico reports that Republican super PACs are now trying to balance that out by pouring money into ads attacking O'Rourke. Winning Deep Red, Texas would significantly improve Democrats' chances of getting to a majority in the Senate, and that would give them the power to block nominees from President Donald Trump, which may be why Trump announced that he will headline a campaign rally to support the person he himself branded Lion Ted about 2 years ago. The irony is not lost on the group USA Latinx. They raised $10,000 in less than a day to plaster some anti-Cruz tweets from Donald Trump across Texas billboards, presumably close to wherever he holds that rally. Finally, here's what to watch. There are primaries today in New Hampshire. The big open race is in the state's first congressional district. Democrat Carol Shea Porter is retiring in that district. That is just red enough to make it one of the Republican Party's few chances to flip a seat their way. Fun fact, Levy Sanders, the son of Bernie Sanders, is on the Democratic ballot. He's running on a very Sanders platform, but he does not have his father's endorsement because dad does not like political dynasties. That is your 3 minutes of horse race. Remember, the only poll that counts is the one that happens on Election Day.